This is What in the Name of God, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. It was a public relations disaster of epic proportions for the Mormon Church. It led to mass and public resignations from the Church, and it slid them backwards towards one of the standard signs that a religion is actually a cult. And that standard sign is when you have your followers turn against their parents. So here's what they did. They imposed a new rule that said that married LGBT couples were apostate. And if they have children, those children can no longer be blessed or baptized in the church until they turn 18 and leave. Now, once they leave the home, and after they've turned 18, then they must specifically disavow the practice of same-gender cohabitation and marriage, essentially disavowing their parents. Now, homosexuality in the Mormon Church is on the list of things such as attempted murder and forcible rape and sexual abuse and spouse abuse and intentional serious physical injury of others. And you might look at that and go, huh, homosexuality is the only thing on that list that doesn't involve being in love with each other and being good to each other. But there's a good side to this. This is a weird thing. In the Mormon Church, when you're 8 years old, you've attained the age of reason. But you can't leave the church after that if you've joined at 8. Because in the Mormon Church, well, you can reason your way into it at 8, but you don't have enough reason to reason your way out of it until you reach the age of 18. Well, the massive protests, the church says, oh, wait a minute, it's not as bad as you think. We won't do this to kids who only spend part-time, like with one gay parent, and then the rest of the time they're with a good Mormon parent. So see, they can be reasonable. So, it's very simple. If you're 17, you want to join the church, get involved in the church. If your mother is living in sin with a man or a woman, that no problem. Only if your mother gets married to another woman, then you can't be baptized. See, it's all very reasonable. They can't understand why people are getting so upset. The people protesting are right to leave the church. They should. It has a long-standing policy of being incredibly anti-gay. And if you're not anti-gay, I don't think the Mormon Church is for you. It's time to move on. One of the tactics used by Roman Catholic archdioceses when they were hit with massive lawsuits because they allowed child sexual molestation to go on by their priests, was to declare bankruptcy. This process delayed having to pay off the victims for a long, long time, as was the case in Milwaukee. And we know in Milwaukee that the archbishop there, Timothy Dolan, who is now a cardinal and one of the biggest douchebags in the church, he hid $57 million of the church's money in a cemetery fund where it couldn't be touched. He did this on purpose to keep that money out of the hands of victims. Well, years later in Milwaukee, finally the court has gone through the federal bankruptcy process with them, and the case is coming to closure. $21 million will be distributed to 355 victims. Let's say that again. This was Milwaukee. 355 victims. It's actually not a great deal for the victims. It's one of the smallest payouts of any of these cases, of which there are about a dozen where the church has declared bankruptcy to delay paying victims. Now, to be clear, when Timothy Dolan was Archbishop of Milwaukee, he was not there during the worst of the child molestation instances. But he did come in to try to clean up. And the way he did that, by hiding money to keep it out of the hands of the victims, is really disgusting. Cardinal Dolan is now the Archbishop of New York, where he is one of the most anti-gay archbishops in the nation. He regularly condemns gays, while he was the engineer of a plan to help keep money away from the victims of children who were molested by priests. There have been a few voices out there who have been decrying why the media has basically ignored an important story. Let's reframe it in a different way and give a fictitious example. Let's say that we had three Republican candidates for the presidency, and they went to a rally in which they called for the rounding up and execution of Jewish people. Round them up and kill them, unless, of course, they publicly declared that they were no longer followers of the Jewish faith. The outcry in the media would be unbelievable. It would probably lead to the end of many, if not all, of those candidates' presidential ambitions. But they did almost exactly the same thing. Ted Cruz, Bobby Jindal, and Mike Huckabee all went to a rally led by the clearly deranged Pastor Kevin Swanson, who at this event repeatedly talked about a genocide of gay people. Oh, he's very reasonable. He says that they first must be given a chance to repent and stop their sins, but after that, if they're still gay, they all must die. Now, sure, Bobby Jindal and Mike Huckabee don't stand the remotest chance of being president of the United States, but Ted Cruz is up at the top of the field. And of the different candidates, he is the least able to deny knowing what was going on at that event. It was right up there on the stage. He could not have avoided hearing it. And yet there's been no pressure from the media for him to denounce Pastor Swanson for this, at least not from, you know, the mainstream media. In fact, the media has barely covered it at all. And when they did, they didn't focus on the whole part about killing the gay people. They focused on the part about where Swanson has said other crazy things, like telling parents that it's better to drown their children rather than let them read Harry Potter. And it's really inexplicable. When John McCain was running for president, he had to denounce Pastor John Hagee, who said far less inflammatory things. But maybe that was because he said hateful things about Catholics and not gays. And in one of the most bizarre twists on this story, Right Wing Watch has had their YouTube account suspended, their entire account, because of baseless accusations from Kevin Swanson that they were using copyrighted material. They're working to have their account restored. But Kevin Swanson, and apparently the media, don't really want you to hear the horrible, horrible things that Kevin Swanson says in the name of God.